the sword in his hand, and he's riding a white horse across this land. He has fire in his eyes and the sword in his hand. He's riding a white horse all across this land. And he's calling out to you and me. You ride with me. He has fire in his eyes and the sword in his hand, and he's riding a white horse across this land.
Save your soul from hell, riding on our Well, greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight right here on a Friday night. Got a great program for you. The Ghost Riders in the Sky. We're going to talk about them. You think they exist, or you think they're just figments of the imagination? This old Western cowboy song evidently was inspired from out on the plains at night, guarding the cattle on the range. Came up with these mysterious things that go through the sky at night. Now, I want to really strike your creative mind for just a moment with the tone of fellowship in the heavens of those that are unseen. Now, they have the ability to appear in the sky. We know that the Messiah, he went up in the sky. So, you know, they've got the ability to come and go at will. Now, Satan had the same power. It says from going to and fro in the earth. That's what his mission was. And it looks like to me that the battle is between the good and the bad of the Ghost Riders in the sky. I want you to think about it. Think about which side you're on. Think about who you're going to choose to instruct your life for, to get you ready for the great day of reckoning. Now I want you to let's just close your eyes for a moment and project, if you can, in your mind, a beautiful, splendid city descending intact down over a nation or a landmass 1,500 mile square. Now, that's the size that the Bible describes in the Bible where the Ghost Riders ride in the sky. Are they preparing it? Are they getting it ready? Are they about to mount up on their chariots? The mothership could imagine here, could the city that is seen in the book of Revelations, a very mystical, did you know that Martin Luther, when he was establishing his doctrine, his theses and things of this nature, and turning people away from the Catholic Church, the Holy Catholic Church, trying to express the true value of the word described in your heart as opposed to owing your allegiance to some man who was the vicar of the earth. Martin Luther, actually, he branded the book of Revelations as almost worthless. But later on in his life, when he got mature, he started studying, and he began to change his opinion about the book of Revelations. Because he knew that Christians had been lured, if you will, into the belief system. You see, our mind is automatically, it's like a magnet. We came from somewhere. Although we can't see nothing up in the sky, we want to go back there. Now, why in the world would we want to go back to the sky? Why would we want to take our flight? Well, we have been, if you will, we really have been deceived by the fact that we want to go up in the sky. Now, there is a holding place for those who die, but there's a future generation that's going to be here, and they want to raise up to meet him. Meet him. Raise up to meet. Now, why would they want to meet him? Well, it's like a magnet, a drawing power. And they want to go there where he is, and he's wanting to come here where we're at. Now, ain't that a paradox? Here, Yahweh is wanting to come here to dwell. And think about this. Now, I don't know how big a 1,500-mile city. There's nothing on earth to compare to it, that's for sure. Now, if I was to get into particulars and describe this beautiful city, had a street of gold. They had walls of jasper, all the precious stones and emeralds and diamonds and jewels and everything in this ship, if you will, this mothership or this city. It's marvelous. Here it is, coming down from Yahweh out of heaven. Now, isn't that strange? Coming down from Yahweh. Could it be described as a mother craft or a mothership? Now think about a 1,500-mile something coming down out of the heavens. Can you fathom that? Now this is where you're wanting to go. And yet it ain't going out there. It's coming down here. It's actually... We've got a misconception here all around. We're wanting to go somewhere else, and they're wanting to come down here. Who's they? Those who built this beautiful city. And when he said in John 14, I go to prepare a place for you, did he literally mean that? That he had to start building this 1,500-mile city, which basically is a transcendental place that we think about. And as the song said, they're ghostwriters or workers in the sky working on a flagship, a mothership. Now, can a mothership land on earth and set up base? And can people come there and visit? Well, the Bible says it will. They can operate as a factory or a literal living organism, I believe that's what it is, or a power plant. And these motherships are cigar-shaped, huge. Now, I know I'm going to really blow you away when I tell you how big or how long or how wide some of these are. But I'm just telling you about one that's 1,500 miles. Can you get that? When I could tell you that some of these motherships would be small in comparison to the beautiful city that the ghostwriters are building in the sky. You say, my God, buddy, nobody's up there building nothing. I don't hear no hammer and nails. No, you don't. You don't hear no war going on up there, but it happened according to the 12th chapter of the book of Revelations, that there was war in heaven, and we've got no basic scripture to say that that war's over. We're still fighting about something. What are we fighting about? Supremacy. Who's going to rule? Who's going to reign? Did you know that there's already someone here, practically, or, if you will, accurately, there's lots of folks here that don't want this to happen. They don't want to see a city coming down from God, the Spirit, or a place called heaven. They don't want to even comprehend that there could be some kind of interruption in the Babylonian culture that's set up by the wicked ones to rule over the righteous, or the poor, or the miserable, who are now, if you will, taking their orders from a elite group of masterminds, money changers, and the like, who are ruling on planet Earth. Now, is there going to be a city coming down out of heaven? Well, that's what the book of Revelations 21, verse 2, it talks about a titanic superstructure, a mothership. I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven. Now, evidently it can fly. It's a superstructure. It descends from the heavens, the sky. And you think this is strange? You think somebody's lost their mind? Whoever wrote the Bible, is this incredible or what? Is the kingdom of heaven going to come down among men? Is he going to set up an everlasting kingdom that will never end? Is there going to be eternal life? Is death going to flee from us? Is our bodies going to remain holy without any death? Is our flesh never going to see, I'm talking about celestial, a new body, not one that we got and brought from here. This is of the earth, earthly. But there is a superstructure that the Bible talks about in the book of Revelation, if you can believe it, coming down from God out of heaven. It's a flying object of some type. You discern what it is. Don't you think you could really get used to living in a 1,500-mile city, the central core of those that are going to come and go at will anytime they want to with the liberty and freedom and live within that beautiful city that everybody has sung about and talked about, including the great song of the cowboy who rode across the range and he could imagine he saw the Ghost Riders. Who are they? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I got news for you. These mother ships, which some of the smaller ones are 20 to 50 miles long. Now, these are nothing but massive fleet carriers, shuttles, if you will, like we have today. See, what we're doing today is no different from what's going to be done tomorrow. It's just going to be done in such a way that it's a plasma filament of spiritual enlightenment. We're going to be full of light. We're going to shine like the stars of heaven. We're going to live in this beautiful, splendid city, not out there somewhere. Now, the Bible talks about the heavens going to change overnight. They're going to roll back like a scroll. Now, what for? Because all this great expanse that you see around you that is full of mystery will be finished and you'll get a clear vision. See, you're somewhere within the earth right now. You're somewhere within this splendid city descending intact from the sky over our nation, I believe. I believe it's going to be in the United New Jerusalem. I really do. I believe that this single large storage supermodel is still commonly used in the heavens to transport the armies of heaven. You say, I didn't know we had any. Oh, yes. I didn't know you needed any armies in heaven. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You need quite a few armies up there, according to the Bible. Now, why would you need armies? For what reason? Because, simply because, that all of these angels or these other soldiers are not particularly friendly. Now, if you think Satan is your friend, oh, he's created lust and greed and oh, that's the things that we get out and work for every day. The Bible said that the love of money is the root of all evil. The love of it. He's put desires in our life. He's put stumbling blocks in our way to turn our minds from the spiritual into a circus that is running amok of the laws of Yahweh, and they love to break Yahweh's laws. Now, who loves to break Yahweh's laws? Simply, those who fail to keep His commandments. They're not gonna keep His commandments. Is there someone here already that is now setting up bases like a global collection, if you will, of enemy? Now, the Bible says that in the last days, Satan is going to come and he's going to gather together. He's going to convince the people, the kings, the rulers, the soldiers, the armies on planet Earth that they must defend against something coming out of the heavens. Well, don't you think that they would have a field day shooting at the city that is 1,500 miles square? Don't you think it would frighten people? My heavens, it would scare me to death. If I saw something out in space 1,500 miles by 1,500 miles by 1,500 miles by 1,500 miles, it's a square. This is a humongous mothership or a city that we've longed to walk in. We sing about it. Christians sing about it every day, but they forget that it's not up there for always. It's coming here. Now, I wouldn't want to go out there if it's coming here, would you? Would you want to spend your time out there in space and it being empty and dark be out there to walk in that Christians sing about? Get your mind in the synchronization of the Word. It's coming here. It's artificial. It's been built. It's nothing that is so strange. If you believe the Bible, Martin Luther, he come to generally accept everything in the book of Revelation, although he said it's highly mystical and he don't understand a lot of it, but he did understand one thing. He knew that the city, four square, 1,500 miles in measurement, of man's measurement. Now, the Bible speaks about it filling the whole earth. That means the kingdom, but there's a central headquarters where Yahweh's going to dwell with us. Now, can you fathom that? That Yahweh Himself is going to wipe away all tears and be among us. Oh my, how awesome that we go from the horse and buggy days to a time when we're now witnessing strange and unusual events and phenomena that's associated with what we would describe as UFOs, things that are passing like the ghost riders in the sky. We're observing these strange lights and these who from heaven came, or in the case of the evil ones, those from whom heaven fell. They were cast down. Now, down to me, if there's no direction in space, it still is a layer that somewhere in the earth or beneath the earth, that there could be the hiding place that we have seen through hidden texts, historical writings, folklore, and things of this nature, that the earth is hollow. It's inhabited by whom? Was it not that Cain was driven from the face of the earth? If that means from the face, who's inside? If he went from the face of the earth, and remember, he said, well, everybody that sees me will kill me. Now, I don't blame him for hiding out. But there's a day coming when he is going to have to show himself to all of those upon the scene, if you will, upon the surface. Everyone is going to see him eventually, and they're going to say, is this a guy that entered a body in order to experience from the inside this virtual reality field that we talk about? The virtual reality acts as a school where one chooses lessons to be learned mostly on an unconscious basis. Was the ghostwriter, writer of the song, was he attempted to roll back the veil and see those formless riders of the motherships passing above our head? Strange lights, strange phenomena associated. People in ancient times witnessed a lot of strange and unusual things associated with UFOs and extraterrestrial. Some of this knowledge was communicated in the pictorial graphs of the caves. Left you images of great beings coming out of the sky. Has it happened in the past? I think we're beginning to understand that this extraterrestrial enigma, and we're beginning to realize that humanity has historic and genetic roots in the more advanced technological civilizations which we coexist with, and if you will, I think sometimes we're pawns, if you will. We're being used by two very intelligent group of people in the heaven known as ghostwriters. Satan and his angels fought against Yahweh and his angels. The dragon, that's the evil side, and the righteous one who had a crown on his head. Will you ride with me? Our theme song denotes that there is a city or a global place in the heavens unseen, hidden behind the veil, and the Bible says by the Apostle Peter that the time will come that will drop, they'll drop the veil that is surrounding us, and then we'll get to see exactly who's been really behind the curtain pulling the strings. There is in us, the battle is about us, the battle is for us. Choose this day who you're going to serve. Our civilization now, you know, from the horse and the buggy days and the backward times that we've been in, we're now becoming technologically advanced enough to begin to observe and understand the anomalous aerial objects as spacecraft with real extraterrestrial occupants, intelligent beings, driving these things. Who's going to drive that 1,500-mile mothership? Let's say it's a mothership, a living entity, a place where it's going to be set down in a specific spot in the earth. It talks about not the old Jerusalem. Everybody thinks everything is going back to the old Jerusalem where the Messiah was crucified. It talks about the new Jerusalem, not the old one. You say, well, of course, everything's going to be new, buddy. That's true. All things are going to be made new. They're working on this torsion field technologies that is producing with slowly emerging the largely invisible things that are seen are not recognized as things that you perceive them to be. It's like an illusion surrounding your mind until you break through in becoming clear that you can see this great, mighty, awesome city coming down from God, Yahweh, out of heaven, and his tabernacle. Whew. Now, we've just purchased a tabernacle spot, a place where Yahweh and his name is going to be placed. Right here in Tennessee. It's centrically located. We're not going to say that the heaven's going to come. It wouldn't be here. It could be more centrically located unless we have a flattening of the earth, and the earth would no longer be round. Would be no need for it to be round anyway if we're going to have all these major changes. And right in the center would be the city, four square, sit in the midst. God's tabernacle is going to be with man. Man is going to change in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. He's going to live in this fabulous, unimaginable. I mean, our mind can't really comprehend. We're standing on the threshold where we are now. In a short period of time, we're going to leap into the future and see it as it is, not as we think. Because the veil's going to be lifted and we're going to see clearly. Like the song said, and I love this song, I can see clearly now. The rain is gone. The rain is the cosmic fog of spiritual defeat and sin. That old carnal mind I've got. Until it's punished and put away, we will never achieve our civilization that we've dreamed and talked about until we put off the old man. And did you know that there's a lot of people involved in the world governments now that is trying to control public and private access to where we can see clearly? And this spiritual fog of deception that they have sprayed over our heads every day, something's going on. They're trying to turn back the tide of revelation. The holy city coming down. Can you imagine an invasion of a 1,500-mile mothercraft? 1,500-mile mothercraft. This huge thing. Can you see the government fearing it and aiming missiles? And these projectiles that they would fire in as missiles and nuclear warheads and try to knock it out of space before it gets here? Can you say, oh, that's never going to happen, Pastor Buddy? You need to read the Bible. You know, the Russians, they're more forthcoming than the American or the Western society as to the theory that I'm projecting here tonight. That they know that something big is fixing to happen and the governments of the earth are preparing. I mean, our government is going to hide underground. Isn't that what the Bible says? They're going to dig into... I mean, they can't get off Earth. They don't have enough technology now. They have some pretty good technology. But, you know, it's not going to be like a Noah's Ark that's going to deliver all the genetic beings of his particular race that they could get off the Earth and go somewhere out in space or go under the Earth. And to me, these things that they're trying to build up and promote. See, they're atheists. They don't really believe in God. They don't really believe in His power. They fear Him subconsciously. They tremble. They know that something inevitably is going to happen to put down their rule. Babylon is going to fall. This great mothership of humanity, as we go spinning through space at a tremendous speed, we're going to have to change. we're going to have to come to the realization that we're going to have to get spiritual. Let us forsake the pursuit of material. Let's quit. Maybe some of the reasons why that all of our jobs are disappearing here in America is because we were so materialistically bound and slaved as we hammered out products, and the greed of the rich made more and more money, and then their businessmen, when they seen that there were more in the Middle East or in the Far East, China and India, Bangladesh and all these, where they breed like flies and they work cheap. You see, there's as many more products that's being made today. It's just not in America. We become a super technological state. And so we've given ourselves over to the supply side of evil. Our mind is not on good, just like it was in the days of Noah. Our mind cannot be on good. You can see our government, how evil it is, how perverted. I mean, their minds are contingent on evil. That's going to bring about that city coming down from heaven, where we're going to enjoy, if you will, after the war, that is, there's going to be war. Remember, back to the 12th chapter of the book of Revelation, there was war in heaven. Have you heard about any armistice being signed by the devil and his angels, given into Yahweh and his angels? Have you ever heard of any ceasefire? It's still going on. Now, in the midst of this, these great motherships, these chariots that is mentioned, if you will, in 68 Psalms. Go there and read it. Where Yahweh has 20,000 of these humongous motherships waiting in the wings, if you will, in the dark shadows, producing the ghost riders that the song inspired the old Western cowboys. As he rode across the range, he could see the ghost riders in the sky. And it's going to be a day of reckoning when they come, and the final battle of Armageddon is going to be fought with these lasered type instruments of death and carnage. Did you know that the dead and the slain are going to lay in the streets with blood up to the bridle of a horse? I know it's literally and somewhat figuratively to think in these terms, but there's going to be a great slaughter coming up. Now let me give you a time to really be concerned. And I've taught about this in many, many hours of presentation in 20 and 12. Now, what about 20 and 12? It is an astrological sign built in to the time frame that at a particular time, at the center of the crossing of the Milky Way, our system is going to be coordinated to, at this date, it's a trigger, it's a mechanism, it's a sign that Yahweh is going to use this time not to end the world, as some people fear, but the beginning of the end of the world. Are you with me? Now, there has to be great battles fought around the earth. Would you be surprised to know that we're now at the point where things could break out tomorrow? And you could see the battles, not imaginary, but real, and you'd see fearful sights and sounds, and then all the earth would mourn because it would see this great mothership with Yahweh himself in pilot mode, bringing the tabernacle of God down to earth to dwell among men. Whew. It is almost, if you will, an uncomprehendable event yet to come. And yet it's drawing so nigh and so ready to be exposed that we are in the physics of the nuclear processes that cannot be stopped. All these are set in motion to the incoming nuclear reactors that are going to be turning power generating like you've never seen before, and you're going to stand on the earth and look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. I cannot fathom a 1,500 mile. Now think about it. Let's say it's 200 million miles from earth and it's spotted. And the man are it's going to be a buzz. What is this coming toward our planet? It's in line for a collision. Are we going to be destroyed? I can just see the government. I can just see them panicking, digging into the earth and disappearing. And saying, okay, you all save yourself. We're out of here. That's when they're going to be cowards. They're going to take their silver and their gold, and they're going to hoard it up and take as much as they can chase, drag, or pull into their borers, and they're going to bore into the earth. That's already happened. They're going to go deep in the recesses of the earth and try to hide from the day of His coming. 1,500 miles. I'm not talking something here of science fiction. I'm talking reality. That the earth is literally going to start melting with fervor and heat. Can you understand what is to come has already been? Do you believe that we might be, right now, we might be standing on the threshold of the beginning of the end? It could come in this astrological sign of 20 and 12 on December the 21st, where it marks a celestial point of reference in the heavens, and the wise men could figure this out. That it could be the beginning of the great mothership, New Jerusalem, not Old Jerusalem, where they crucified the Messiah and where the evil money changers dwelt and killed Him for His righteousness, and will kill you today if you're righteous. They will torment you. They will persecute you from city to city. Ladies and gentlemen, we have come a long way, baby, in our new civilization, which will then be based on torsion field technologies to make a literal electrical generator that will spin and hum around this city to where you won't need no fossil fuels and coal. You won't need motorized transportation technology. I mean, you can mount up on the wings of an eagle and you can be carried across the whole universe in a nanosecond, because there will be no more time and there will be no more space. You can use your own creative imagination to see these ghost riders in the sky that we're talking about. It's coming. coming soon to a neighborhood where there's going to be fearful signs. Now, are we going to have any trash disposal, Pastor Buddy? I'd like to have my trash picked up. There'll be no such thing as trash or waste. There won't be any food overkill. You're going to enjoy the food that is prepared for you from the foundation of the world. The Messiah said, I've got it. It's something that's been waiting on you. It's manufactured. Just like the Holy City, it's a manufactured product of great, great technology beyond our comprehension to think this. That our cells and our body will be renewed every day of our being. Instead of waxing old and getting sick and our organs breaking down and diseasing and us dying and leaving here, it's going to be the greatest impact that we will have these electrical torsion generators that will hum all around us, these little nuclear reactors. Every cell is going to be a renewed nuclear reactor of self. Renewed day by day. You don't need any doctors. You won't need any sunlight. Can you comprehend that? You won't need any. Because the face of the Eternal One, it says, will light the city. That means that some type of torsion field generator of this magnanimous, magnificent place that's coming down out of heaven will have all this technology built into it to where you won't have to worry about it for eons in eternity. Can you think about living in time? There won't be no time. But could you think about if time could be measured, that you could be there a trillion zillion years and just look like you did today from the point of judging the distance and time and space? It's going to end. We ain't going to have any no more. There's going to be a place wherein dwelleth righteousness. Everything that you've always imagined, the beautiful place in the sky. You got to be worthy of going there, though. I mean, this place ain't cheap. You know what it costs you to get there? Your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength. And people run and lay up treasures on earth, and the Bible forbids that. Throw caution to the wind. Come and let us reason together, saith Yahweh. Lay not up your treasures where things will interfere. Decay and rust and thieves and everything else that will interfere with them. You see, dreams have been crushed by intelligent people, have had their dreams crushed by buying into this I can take it with me thing. Because you're certainly going to leave here. Naked you came in and naked you're going out. Oh, they might put a nice suit on you and put you a set of a golden cuff links and maybe a tie clasp. But your body's going to rot and go back to the dust as the earthworms devour your body. That's how much you're worth. That's how much your life means to you. You may be going big time. You may be building your dream home. You see, our dream for the last few years has been to build that holy city in a micro setting on 20 acres. It's not much, is it? But think about it. If all of a sudden Yahweh decided to expand by blessing our little effort of 20 acres into 1,500 square miles of nothing but a beautiful place to dwell in. That on a scale of and a magnitude of what we're talking about and what we've been talking about, where we had to struggle to raise $150,000 on behalf of those who are now thinking about using a place where we can launch and base a testimony or a mini nuclear reactor of Holy Ghost. You see, we're powerful. You take one true witness. He can chase 1,000. And 2 of them can put 10,000 of them, the enemy, the opposition, or the negative, to flight. Just like when this new time travel capabilities come about where a person has the ability to go and to come at will in these magnificent ships. You say, well, why would I need a ship, Pastor Buddy, when I'm going to be an eternal being? The question is, if Yahweh was an eternal being when He rose from the dead, what was it that He went up on? We say, well, I know what He went up on. He went up on a cloud. He did not. He never went up on a cloud. You need to rethink that and reread it. He went up in a cloud. Now, what was in that cloud is what I'm trying to get you to see in the imaginary mind that you have, and then you'll understand why ghost riders are in the sky riding on their white horse. It's not a far stretch, because the Bible talks about Yahweh riding a white horse. It talks about His chariot being 20,000. Now, with a 1,500-mile chariot, and He's got 20,000 of those, and He's got hundreds and hundreds of millions of angels at His command, and one can chase 1,000. Actually, an angel can slay 180,000 one night of these evil beings who pride themselves of being somebody. They're not. Yahweh's going to bless us. We're going to have that city coming down. It's going to be prepared. It's a place that's been built. Somebody built it. Somebody's hands directed it and designed it. Brought to you courtesy of the Ghost Riders in the Sky. I love you tonight. You got my message. And we're going to see on Monday, Yahweh willing, we're going to come back. I'll have good news for you Monday night, Yahweh willing, and His grace is sufficient. We're going to have a deed of trust in our hands that this place that we have in Sweetwater, Tennessee, a magical place where we can lay out under the stars in tabernacles. Yahweh willing, we want to get in there. It looked like the devil's trying to keep us out this year, but we're going to get there. And we're going to make it a place where we can see those ghost riders. I'll paint them for you. I'll show you how to bring them down out of the heavens, and how that they will manifest as soldiers. And we are soldiers of the Mighty One. We ride on these magical and mystical horses that are seen in the sky. Yahweh bless you. Call me, area code 423-626-2172. You can also write me, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, you certainly don't want to miss tomorrow night. We're going to go into some exciting things, and then coming up Monday itself, I will be down in Athens, Tennessee, closing out on the property that you givers have envisioned, the time when the Holy City is going to come down out of heaven and set on a part of what we've got. Oh my, I hope we're the pivotal point on at least the southern corner. I like that southern corner. That we could, our part of the city would be right here in our little part where we have a place for the name, and we're expecting and getting ready for God is coming out of the heavens to dwell among us, those who are worthy. I'll see you. Yahweh bless you is my prayer, and Yahweh keep you also is my prayer. Let's ride with him and think about it. I'll see you tomorrow night, 8 o'clock on the early show, sponsored tonight by Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439, Brother Paul, 1-800-253-2748. I'll be sponsored by Brother Mark and Sister Audrey out of the great state of Mississippi. I'll see you tomorrow night, Yahweh willing. And then Monday night, I hope I got good news for you from the far country. Let's say yes, Yahweh. We'll ride with you.